Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Tobin and Leroy.
He can't get me. We
gotta stay. Camera's off, dude.
Can't get me with music.
There was controversy around this song when I was in sixth grade.
Well, yeah, because you probably shouldn't have been singing it.
Probably. But they, you know how back in the day they used to accuse various songs if you played them backwards. There'd be satanic messages or something.
That they said that?
Popular in the 70s or something like that. They
Can
said
I
that
just say this?
About this song. Mm.
This song is about smoking.
Probably.
And there's nothing satanic about it.
Yeah.
Right? You can saute it, flip it over, back and forth or whatever. No.
Devil's lettuce.
Devil's lettuce. Here you go. He's got a point.
What?
That's what they call weed.
That's what they call it.
The devil's lettuce.
Stay off the weed.
The devil's lettuce.
You never heard that?
No.
They do, dude. I'm telling you.
I don't
a bit much, if you ask me.
We were enjoying during the break. We were watching a clip from Pardon My Take. Skip Bayless is now doing the podcast scene because no one's hired him. And so,
oh my God,
these guys are just
he is.
Don't say that. I don't appreciate it.
You know what? You should have bowed down and called him master. This dude wiggled out of more hot takes he had, right? Just blatant.
I didn't know at the time.
Blatant hot takes.
He's right, though. Sometimes the facts change.
Oh, that's where you got to
go. But wait. See, what he fails to realize and what pisses me off about that whole thing is how much vitriol and anger he goes after. Oh, what happened?
I don't know, but wasn't facing you.
How much vitriol and anger he goes at when he makes these comments. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't just make the comment Josh Freeman's going to be better than Cam.
Right.
He'll degrade Cam to make Josh Freeman look good.
True.
And so it's how he delivers these messages, you know, that is what pisses everybody off.
I do like the fact that he has to be on the podcast scene now because nobody's hiring him, though.
Listen, I wouldn't have him on a podcast. And you know what's here's what I enjoy about this. He is to the point right now where he's got to take some of the crap that he was dishing for so long.
For sure.
Right? So he has humbled himself to the point of he's doing the podcast circuit.
Yep.
Like, And these guys are laughing.
Laughing.
And I'm like, dude, do you know
that
as many years? No, it's not.
It's a little disrespectful.
No matter how many years you did this, you're looking at as the laughing stock.
He's a take trailblazer.
No, he's not.
He's a take trailblazer. Yeah, they should show more respect.
Really? They showed the right amount of, and threw all them takes back in his face. It was hilarious.
Sometimes the facts change.
No, not with him. I'm telling you, it's not that he had the take. It's how he has the take, how he goes after people. Then all of a sudden he's using this nice, quiet voice. How could I have known? No, you attacked Cam. That dude attacked Cam. Does anybody remember how he attacked Cam? That's how he said it. After attacking Cam, then he goes, I think Josh Freeman's going to be better. Right? That's how it always came out.
What happened to Josh Freeman? Such an odd thing.
Nothing.
It says he's currently bagging groceries at Publix.
But here's the deal. In all honesty, is there one player that Skip Bayless hasn't ripped that he liked that end up being good? Because let's go. Johnny Manziel. Loved him.
His most famous ones? No. I mean, right. I don't feel like we would remember the ones that work out.
Every single person that he's backed has been not because he liked that person, because he disliked another person playing the same position. You understand what I'm saying?
Sure.
So he would go after LeBron. And you're never going to be Michael Jordan, right? And then he would just attack LeBron. Boom, 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 boom. It's never about the player. It's about him. And now, I hope every podcast he goes on, they have a list. Because he just looks like, well, I guess I got to eat it if I want to keep working.
Probably.
That's how he looks.
Yeah.
Let's have him on the show. I would love it.
I would love to have him on the show.
No, you wouldn't.
I would thank him.
No, you wouldn't.
For the dark.
Well, ages. He's a friend of yours, isn't he?
No, you get him wouldn't.
On. I just appreciate.
No, you wouldn't.
Is a friend.
So you get and him you on. Wouldn't care how I went after him.
No, I wouldn't.
Any
care.
Friend okay. of Joy is a friend.
Because I'm like,
but I can explain.
I'm like, isn't it? I'm just like, hey, isn't it ironic?
Well, I can explain why though.
That now you're trying to backtrack on all your life hot takes.
But the reason that I found Skip Bayless a voice of comfort
because he's just like you.
No, that's not why. Can I explain why?
Go.
Okay. I only like 2014 to 16 Skip Bayless. I'm not wiggling. I think it's a pretty easy explanation.
I can't hold on to him. The fish, he's wiggling.
You know what? You're not mature. I'm not going to tell you why. You're not mature. You're not mature.
I don't think that's a fair shot.
You're not mature. Look, if I can't explain myself, I'm not going to explain myself.
Go.
Nah, that's all right.
No.
Nah, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yourself.
I don't want to do it anymore.
The reason
I found comfort in Skip Bayless is because he had the cajones to go on television and say like it was, which was LeBron James left the Heat high and dry. He left his so-called friend D. Wade high and dry, left the Miami Heat rats off a ship, and nobody else was saying it nationally.
So,
give respect to
hold
him.
On. Because he
so
was,
wait a minute.
He had
so
your
mate,
opinion.
You found the one take you agreed with him on. What about all the other crap?
I didn't worry about that. I needed someone to be on his side
during a very difficult time.
That
it was a difficult time.
Wait, you and Skip Bayless are perfect for
it. No, that's not fair.
Because of all the crap this man has said about players and coaches and whatever, you picked the one thing that you agreed with, and so now he's a fan?
I liked it.
And he ran with it.
He ran with it.
I liked it.
Oh, that left goodness. You stranded in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. I will never forgive you for that.
You didn't want to go.
I will never forget you.
I
will never forgive you for that. What? He said, hey, what you doing? Okay, see ya.
You were going golfing.
You lied and said you were going to see Joy.
I was. I didn't get to meet Skip Bayless. I didn't. Now, he did give me a birthday message months later, which was nice.
It's also very
was
creepy.
It?
I think at times I referred to him on Twitter as Fearless Leader.
Because of the one take?
It was dark ages, dude.
One take?
It wasn't. You don't realize where I was. I was in my darkest place. You know, the grand petty stage.
Oh, goodness. How are we friends?
I don't know.
This is so. Just.
I'm very likable.
This is too much.
Hi, Brendan. This is Skip Bayless, the real Skip Bayless, wishing you a happy birthday. Any friend of Joy Taylor's is a friend of mine. I appreciate your support. I hope you have a great birthday, and I do appreciate you hanging in there with me all these years.
You gotta hang out with
you. You didn't hang out with him all those years. You hung out with him for 5 seconds.
Coming up.
Well,
you're basically
your
wait.
Birthday.
Well, hold on.
To replay that.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He basically hung out with Skip for 1 minute because of the 1 minute LeBron take.
Well, here's
that's it.
Here's the thing: is Joy got that job, right? And remember, it was headlines because we went at Skip Bayless hard.
You should have,
because he was anti LeBron, and when LeBron was on the Heat, we obviously were anti Skip Bayless. And then, of course, she gets the job. Remember, it was a whole thing that she had a lot of tweets that he was a clown, a bozo, a bum. And so, you know, she explained it to Skip. Skip's supposedly a very nice man off when he's not taking it. And then, you know, so she was now the host of that show. She knew that I was going to his glowing, beaming light during the petty years. And so, you know, we just, you know, that's all it was. It was a different time. You saw things from a different perspective.
Dude, here. Here's what's amazing about this. And I think of it this way. You know how reporters always tell athletes,
yep,
we want your side of the story or whatever, right? I have never met another player the way Skip has ripped players in any sport. I've never heard one player have anything good to say about Skip Bayless. Hmm. Every time they were on interviews, every time he questioned them, every time he was on the same show with them, it was always a problem. And so from that standpoint, I'm like, how is that productive? That's not productive when the whole point of it is you're going to be famous for pissing the athlete off. The guy who's that's who's supposed to, you say, the shows are about?
Mm-hmm.
No. Come on. But you like him. Go ahead. Love him. He's your fearless leader.
At the time.
Really? I couldn't even get... Wait. And you're a fraud, right?
What do you mean?
Because Skip Bayless would have did Babushka.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. He wouldn't have been afraid.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't do bits.
I'm just saying.
He doesn't
if
do
he
bits.
Did, he would have did it. He wouldn't have been afraid.
He doesn't do bits.
He probably would have.
He wouldn't have been afraid.
What you did was very it. Rude to me.
But you all of a sudden got scared.
What you did was very rude to me.
No. I'm going to do Babushka.
You're such a... You said, first of all, you didn't say do Babushka. You said do the thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on.
I didn't want to say Babushka in
so
front of
me.
I don't know if it was appropriate
just bring
word.
It up out of nowhere. Like, you're a bad teammate. That's what you're really
Wait,
are.
No,
what?
You
you're a bad teammate.
Babushka afterwards?
No.
No. I told him, hey, do the
I
thing.
I feel like you said Babushka.
He did it.
Afterwards.
He did it. He's just like, do the thing. And Jovich is like, what thing? I'm like, don't worry about it.
No, but don't worry about it. No, you're a bad teammate. Talk about
what
that.
You basically is, you went back to the meeting. You're like, you told me to run this route, and I ran this route. You know, you're a bad teammate.
I'm a bad teammate.
In that moment, you were a bad teammate.
I'm a bad teammate.
You were selfish.
Oh, really?
You kowtowed to the listeners, and I don't appreciate it. You and I
that's
are supposed
our,
to be,
that's, wait.
We're supposed we're, to be a tan.
I don't listen to Sweet and Schmoldick.
It wasn't Sweet and Schmoldick.
He's an agent of chaos.
It was a bunch of guys. Leroy,
no,
don't let him off the hook.
Chat.
Don't let him
the
off the hook.
Chat.
Like I did with Kyle.
The whole chat was how many people, J-Fig? Four?
No, there was a lot of people.
Ridiculous.
Yes, it was
a lot of people. We are obligated to entertain
you're the same bozos that want me to make whale sounds in the press conferences. I'm not there to do bits.
Okay, listen.
Bozos.
Well, we let you slide on the whale noises in the...
No, you don't let me say...
No.
You say, you have a different voice. You do different things.
Oh, no.
You're a different person.
No. Oh, no.
Billy Eilish.
I'm trying to be a professional.
iPad, Brenda Tobin from WQAM.
You know, I can't do... you know what it is? It's like, you guys don't
no,
want
but
me to...
You really do shift your voice.
Your
like,
voice.
Okay,
I don't even know that.
Everybody
does.
You
have
like,
no, I don't know that guy.
Voice.
Okay, dude, I do not know that
what
guy.
What do you want me to do?
And
what do you want me to do?
You
know, I can't have a meek voice, then also, and I can also ask questions that split the organization up.
The problem is you do have a meek voice.
No, I don't.
You, oh my good dude,
it's a locker room.
You
setting.
Go scared as Tobin when you.
I
ask
don't
questions.
Go scared.
It's like you're looking at
how I act.
And you're just tweeting it.
How can you say that? And then I'm the one who gets
Listen,
in trouble.
Talking now.
What do you mean?
Look, see how you're talking now.
Yeah.
Right. I'm not saying you got to talk
but
like
I'm
that.
I'm not doing a talk show.
But you can't do like. Soft serve?
So you want me to be like...
You go soft serve, talk!
That's ridiculous. I don't go soft serve.
No
All
nuts.
Ice cream is ice
no nuts, no caramel, no chocolate.
I don't like nuts in my ice cream.
Serve.
I don't
like that soft serve ice cream.
You're the weirdo who
you
likes
don't
to
want
peanut
when
butter.
When you go to interviews, you need Blue Chew.
What?
You need Blue Chew to do interviews, dude.
I can't be pants tinted it up at a heat game.
No, mint flavored.
Except when Jovich, it's a three.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I'm telling you.
iPad.
It's not how I sounded. It's not how I sounded.
And then you're, like,
you're such a bastard.
Right. Right. You know, Blue Chew. Pat. Brenda Tobin from WQAM.
Nobody asks questions like that.
Right.
Except Ira.
Right. Mm. Okay. The best.
He is the best.
And you
I'm not Ira.
I'm telling you, stop going in interviews like soft serve.
I don't go in interviews soft serve.
You
stop
do.
Throwing me under the bus
you
to
do.
Players.
You do.
Not There's everybody a, needs to know
you're
the
going
bits.
Around, look, you're going around, pull a little thing down, soft serve.
You know, people aren't always in our circus tent, okay?
You're the reason why we're always in the circus tent. Wait a minute.
Different.
You're the
from
ringleader.
That.
You're the ringleader.
Okay, but this is for our fun. That's over there.
Listen.
Different times. You really, guys think the circus needs to go, I'm not a clown.
I play dominoes on the show.
What? Yeah, after years and we had to bring props.
No. It was not after years. He said it last media day.
He's been he has been bugging him nonstop about it.
Well, because he never sees him.
Threatening him too, by the way.
Yes. And then you got smoked.
I did get smoked.
Smoked.
I don't know.
Oh, dude, y'all don't
smoked.
Know. I'm
blowed out.
First of all, I am not gonna take. I got smoked from a person who doesn't know how to play dominoes.
Not even close. Ooh.
Yes, we'll get him to smoke on the water one Wednesday between now,
like surprise guest,
and the new year
in 2028.
I'm surprised we haven't gotten.
Schmeathan says, "Sounds like Tobin's ashamed of the show." It's not that I'm ashamed of the show.
But hold on,
hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I sit here with executives.
You can't even get it out.
I'll tell you.
Mike McDaniel.
I sit here. No. You're being rude right now. I sit here with executives, and I pitch them my stupid ideas, okay? To executives. So, yes, they look at me a little differently than everybody else. They're like, here he is, the clown. And so I'm trying to maybe buck that trend a little bit, because if I'm looked upon as a carnival barker, then no one's going to let me walk around there anymore. I can't just be a circus act the entire time.
I'm not saying you got
to
be a circus
act. Held with some level of respect.
I'm not saying you need to be a circus act. But you go in there with that soft, timid voice. You're embarrassing the show.
You wanted me to tell. Hold on, but let me just be clear here. You wanted me to go to this giant Serbian and say, "Here's my impression of your mother." That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted.
Then why start it? I felt awkward with you, but you kept doing it
for funsies. Everybody is having fun, baby.
Why can't
I'm a carnival barker.
That's it.
Take a break. Back after this.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. We got to finish it on off, Frog Boy. Give me the tickle my fancy music. Let's go. We got to take out the feather dusters. We got a late slate that we got to get to here for Leroy Horde, because thanks to that bum in Cleveland, the whole rest of the game got ruined.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's late slate fancy. Leroy?
Yes.
4:05.
Mm-hmm.
The LA Chargers visit the Denver Broncos. Chargers, 2-point road favorites. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah, I'm kind of interested. Not
my fancy
really,
is
but
tickled.
I'll, you know, kind of side-eye it.
Okay. Very little tickles.
Yeah.
Very little tickles, it seems like. At 4:05, the Pittsburgh Steelers at 3-2 visit the Las Vegas Raiders. Pittsburgh's a 3-point road favorite. Took your fancy?
Are they going to... Here's the crazy thing. Are they going to start Russ? Or are they still running with...
I think they're still running with Fields.
Right.
I think they're still running with Fields. Aiden O'Connell, though, Gardner Minshew got the bench. Aiden O'Connell is starting for the Raiders.
Right.
I think that would probably make you be less tickled. One would think. So is your fancy tickled?
Yeah.
My fancy.
I want to see if Pittsburgh still got it.
At 4:25, Man Campbell and the Detroit Lions at 3-1 visit the Dallas Cowboys. Detroit's a 3-point road favorite. A lot of road favorites on the late slate.
I'm into this one. I'm into this one.
Game of the week.
I for some reason, crash or burn, Detroit has become very entertaining.
Right? Oh yeah.
My fancy is tickled.
They are very, very fun. Very fun. 3-1. They are coming off a win against Seattle. So we'll see what goes down this weekend. And then, of course, Cowboys, you never know. They're like NFC Jets right now. Molotov cocktail. Any week could set something off. 4:25, Leroy. The Atlanta Falcons visit Carolina Panthers.
Nope. Keep it moving.
Fancy not tickled.
8:20 Sunday Night Football. The Cincinnati Bengals at 1-4 visit the 2-3 New York Football Giants. Cincinnati, a 4-point road favorite to get busy.
This seems like I don't know if it's a trap game, but a game that we're just assuming, like we did with the Saints, like we did with, you know, a couple of other teams, like we did with Arizona. We're just assuming they're going to stink, but they're actually not bad. I don't know if New York's as bad as people think, but I do think that Cincinnati is. So, like, yeah, I'm interested to see what, you know, how this plays out, because we're just assuming that Cincinnati going to turn it around.
By the way, more evidence that Tua is fine from his concussion. Remember what the story was right after his concussion, Raheem Mostert revealed that he went to Disney on Ice the next day.
Right.
Did you see that they're a little frosty in New York? Old Brian Dable's not too pleased that Malik Nabers went to a Travis Scott concert while in concussion protocol.
See, that's a little different. Tickets though. A month ago.
What?
That's a little different because Disney on Ice, very mellow, chill.
Sound system's a sound system,
dude.
I know, but there's flashing lights. There's head bobbing mosh pits.
I know.
Mosh pit at a rep?
The Little Mermaid scene is very, there's a lot going on there. Moana.
Are you talking about in Disney on Ice?
There is a bit of a mosh pit. They do let them on the ice, but not nearly as bad as a Travis Scott concert. I'd be upset too.
All right.
It's not a Yanni concert, dude.
Yanni.
It gets crazy.
You know what's the worst?
What?
Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah, I've been there, for sure. Didn't stay the
whole time. And it lasts for 17 hours.
Can't we just play the hits, guys? I know.
It is the longest concert I've ever been to in my life.
Really?
But it's a blast.
Did you go Christmas time?
They only toured during Christmas.
Interesting.
They're in Orlando right now.
They're in Orlando?
I don't know. They
don't tour until after Thanksgiving.
Saw an advertisement.
Finally, at 8:15 on Monday night, the Buffalo Bills visit the New York Jets.
Damn.
Buffalo, a 2.5-point road favorite. Feel like I've been saying that a lot. Leroy, does Monday Night Football tickle your fancy?
Yes. We've gotten some good primetime
My
games.
Fancy is tickled.
We really have. We have some stinkers, but for the most part, pretty good, you know. Yeah. At least get me to
1 o'clock, best game, Commanders-Ravens,
yep.
4:20 slate, Lions-Cowboys.
Yep.
Sunday Night Football I could do without, but I guess it's of note if the Bengals lose, for sure. And then Bills-Jets, big stakes. Big stakes. Dolphin Kane says, I can't believe I'll be rooting for the Jets. I'm not. I'm rooting against the Jets. Dolphins got to handle their own Bills stuff. They got to.
We never have, though. I'm not sure.
I know, but they have. That's the thing, Marcus. They have to.
All right.
They're never going to go anywhere if they don't beat the Bills. It will be hilarious if the Jets lose the week after firing their coach. Because if they win the week they fire their coach, they're going to start believing. But if they lose, scratch them off the list.
Okay, but you remember Dan Campbell's short stint here, right?
Yep.
Wasn't it one big win?
There's two.
And we were like, oh, we got something.
They ran like men.
Yeah, then that didn't last. Maybe the Jets can go through a false.
You don't understand, though. Man Campbell had him do the Oklahoma drill day one.
That's crazy.
You know, when he came here, when he took over here, he was talking about smashing heads.
Yep.
So it's not even, like, ridiculous for anybody to think that.
Now he cries a lot.
Hmm?
He's emotional.
They definitely should have hired. Like, we talk about, everybody does the Flores-McDaniel thing. But they should have kept Man Campbell over Adam Gase.
Yes.
What a terrible decision. You could have had Man Campbell in his prime, ready to take over a system. And you chose this quack. He's like, hear me out here, guys. 5'5 receivers who can't catch.
Mm-hmm. So much so you brought the second coming of him back again.
Bastard. Don't say that. Let's not say things we can't take
okay.
back. Let's not say things we can't take back. I'm not ready to say that yet.
Okay.
Take a break. You'll bury people next. Oh.
You're dead to me.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Holman and Leroy.
Hey, that would be a little bit better if you could actually touch your hands above your head.
Okay.
But the fact that you do it and almost slap yourself in the forehead.
What is it on camera? all right, got some injury news here before we get to You're Dead to Me.
Oh, no.
This is from David Pagnotta from SiriusXM NHL and NHL Network.
Oh, no. It's an update.
Some positive news regarding Panthers captain Alexander Barkov's status, all things considered. Hearing he's not sustained a significant injury, but is what being is being considered a bad sprain.
Ah.
Okay. I don't know what he sprained.
So that means that there's no ligament damage, but there's swelling.
He's likely out week to week.
Wow.
So there you go. Panthers update. And then I got a Heat update.
Ooh.
From Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. This is Tyler Hero and Jaime Jaquez were both held out of preseason opener because of groin injuries. Putting up shots today after practice. Hero and Jaquez both worked at practice today, but their status for Sunday's preseason game is still up in the air. Encouraging that they were both able to take part in practice, though.
Huh. All right.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That being said, Calgary boards that hurt Alexander Barkov. You're dead to me.
What about that weak ass sticky hand?
Well, I didn't like that either.
You're dead.
It would have been fine if he had the stick. That
stick
worked.
Is actually dead.
That stick is. How many sticks? I wonder how many sticks they go through a game. Mm-hmm. Most guys like two. You think?
Not even.
Only it's rarity if it breaks.
Yeah, because I know they have a bunch of them.
Mm. I wonder how many sticks you got to bring on the road.
Probably 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So, you know who's dead to me?
Who's dead to you?
The stinking weather.
Oh, man.
Like, we just had two hurricanes
go
by. You're
dead to me.
A front that lasted a whole week. And now it's raining more than any of that right now.
Mm.
Look at that.
Wow. Torrential.
Right.
Yikes. It actually is as bad as it's been.
This is worse than it rained when both hurricanes went by.
I need a kayak for the parking
and not
lot.
And that yeah. That cold front or that low pressure that sat over us for a whole week.
Mm.
It didn't rain this heavy. When that low pressure was over us, it was like a spritzer constantly. So yeah, enough.
JFig.
Oh, hello, yeah. Jennifer.
Hello. No, don't do that right now.
Oh. I know. Well, we were going to just say goodbye because, right, like,
now. Wow.
Okay. Aloha.
Anyway.
Hello and goodbye.
Anyway.
I feel like she's lashing out. Do you feel like she's lashing out?
She's lashing out.
I feel like she's lashing out.
No, I'm not.
She did. She did lash out.
Show up at 12:30 and then say, we're lashing out.
It's more like 12:32.
12:32.
Fair.
Lashing out. Look at me personally.
Troubleshoot, of course.
Lash potatoes.
Mm. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Please.
Are you done? Anyone who decides to go on reality television to say the only time a woman comes close to understanding what it's like for a man with a common cold is giving birth.
What?
Say it again.
Who said that?
Okay, I'm going to quote something someone said on reality television.
This is
coming
from
a man. Love is blind.
Oh,
Love is Blind.
Not that good. I don't know. I'm not a big Love is Blind fan.
Oh.
Well, this guy decided to tell his fiance, giving birth is the only time a woman comes close to understanding what it's like when a man has a common cold.
Mm. He don't have kids.
He can't be serious, though. That can't be absolutely.
He don't have kids.
Still dumb to say. Did she stay with him?
No. That same night, he ended up cheating on her.
Because I guess he didn't have a common cold.
What is his name?
Cold-blooded.
Cool. Yeah.
That was pretty
good. I think his name is Steven.
You can never trust
him. Can't trust him.
I know a couple Stevens.
Talk about cropping him out, huh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'd crop him out real quick. She was too nice to him that day.
Fair.
Wait a minute. I thought they were engaged, so they got engaged right away.
Tell you how not to make your love blind.
Hold on. Hold on.
Weren't you the one?
Love is blind with Bluetooth. Wow.
Losing your vision? Who cares?
No, I'm just saying.
Just use the promo code SHOWPONY.
At that point, you're not real concerned with how somebody looks.
Froggy,
you
did it. Get your freak on.
And not everything has to go back to Bluetooth. And look at you.
Get your freak on.
Well, you guys are the ones who like to go to the chat all the time, and the chat does nothing but segues to Blue Chew commercials.
It's honestly one of my favorite ones. Thanks.
What do you got for us today, Froggius?
I have a couple. I don't think I've ever done this. This may be a first for this show. My nominee for Dead to Me happens to be two people with a lot of life left to live. And why is that? Because I'm coming after some teenagers.
Wow.
Why are these teenagers dead to me? And I'll tell you why. Boozer Twins.
Oh, no. That's too strong.
Boozer Twins. You're going to choose Duke over the University of Miami, dude? How dare you? Had an opportunity to bring Miami.
You're very good at convincing people to go to their school.
Look at me. Let me just follow my father's footsteps. Oh, yeah, that's good.
Don't think we've ever beaten Duke out for anybody.
Well, look at that.
We usually get the people who don't. You know, we got to beat out, like, Louisville.
Yeah.
We beat out North Carolina once in a while. I don't think we've ever beaten out Duke.
But I mean,
for a local kid,
it's like if you get a scholarship offer to Duke, you go
right.
weirdest thing.
Can I say though, they probably want to get away. You know, like they're probably how many workouts have they done in that gym?
I mean, I completely get it. I understand.
And you think both of them are going to be good?
Usually, one twin. You know, we've seen with the
Caleb's. I mean. Caleb's been better than...
Caleb's the only twin that's ever rallied.
Oh, because his brother got drafted in the first round.
Yep.
And hasn't played basketball since.
Yep. His brothers had the best seats for the Heat playoff run for the last 3 years. But...
Oh, we got the Cavender twins.
Well, listen, don't stick around here, Caleb. Go off to Philadelphia for less money.
And break Jennifer's heart.
Yep.
Really sick of this guy.
You know what? That's another thing. Please stop.
And you think you got some cool, fancy free throw routine now, Caleb? We'll never forgive you for
he's got a man bun.
Yeah.
Enough with Caleb. The man buns.
Look, it doesn't matter. Haywood Highsmith's a better defender, okay?
True.
Jaime Jaquez, better scorer.
Within the first 5 minutes of the season, you'll be saying, get him out of there.
Who?
You know damn well who.
Dude, we've never been this deep. We've never been this deep.
Mark the tape. The first time he gets in the game, Haywood Highsmith,
mm-hmm.
and you yell, get him out of the game minutes
it's not
after.
Happen. It's not going to happen.
Okay, we heard. So it is written.
You don't bounce.
So it is done.
No, you don't bounce the locksmith.
Okay.
Doesn't happen.
Ooh. Okay. Okay. You hear all this, right? I'm just telling you right now.
Is that Cooper Flagg on Duke?
Oh, yes.
Cooper Flagg. Nothing says intangible like Cooper Flagg.
He's going to be the number one pick.
It's pretty good.
Tangible's number one pick.
Yeah.
Cooper Flagg.
He was apparently cooking Team USA. Yeah.
He has no chance of being anything other than intangible.
Yeah, that's true.
Nice.
And Duke. I mean, we're going to hate his ass.
Which is why you shouldn't have gone there, Boozer Twins.
They're going to play there next year. He's going to be in the NBA.
Why is one of the Boozer Twins hairy and one not?
I don't know. Very confused by that.
Because one got a unibrow.
I don't think all twins are...
He got dust up facial hair.
They're not like the Morris Twins, you know?
Yeah, but we still separate them, the good one and the bad one.
The talented one and the intangibles. One is more intangibles than the other.
Yes.
Like the Lopez twins.
Although that being said...
Only one Lopez brother is playing.
Ah. The other one fights mascots.
Yes. Really, you're gonna. There's gonna be a less talented twin. It's just inevitable.
Yeah. Well,
like, who are the last twins that were just like, even the Charlos? Look at the Charlos as boxers. Mm. Jermell.
You can figure out which one you were boxing though. Who are the best twins?
Definitely are fraternal. By the way,
best twins.
Yeah.
Were the Burres, were they twins or just brothers?
Brothers.
Mm. Ah. This has been a Football Friday, ladies and gentlemen. As you can tell, we're dissecting twins. And it has been brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Hurt my heart, dude. Hurt my heart.
Cavenders, are they twins?
Yes.
Yeah.
But one's way better, right?
Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Didn't the evil twin try and keep her to not play basketball, and they tried wrestling for 3 seconds?
Very true.
Yeah.
The one who was less talented.
The evil twin?
Yeah.
It took us away from the...
No, evil. But I think that...
What?
Who went back to playing basketball?
The good one.
The one who wanted to play.
Oh, and then the other one
went back to play basketball.
Right.
She
evil.
Wants to wrestle Peter Pan?
Oh, great.
That didn't last very long.
She goes, do you see the WNBA contracts right now? You made me leave.
One conversation with Vince McMahon, went back to basketball.
Let me see. Who else? Can we think? There's no. I can't think of any good twins.
Good twins. But both, well, the Canseco's, right?
Oh, no. The football twins, the corners.
McCourty's?
The McCourty's.
But Devin's way better, isn't he?
Yeah. No. What? One played for Tampa. Barber.
The barber.
Barber's probably the best one.
The barbers.
Yeah, both barbers one. Really good.
Look nothing alike, but.
But one's in the Hall of Fame, right?
They look alike.
No. Didn't Rondé go in the Hall of Fame?
No. Oh, Rondé went in the Hall of Fame. Tiki is still trying
Tiki,
to.
Tiki, I think. I think that was another. That was a Martin situation.
Tiki three times.
At a higher level. Because they're both very good. But I think Rondé.
They both win the first round.
Passed him.
They both win the first round, though.
Yeah, but I think Tiki's star power.
They play
power,
different positions, though.
I know, but Tiki's was.
Because he's in New York.
I
that's
understand.
It. Yep. That's all why.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
He thought he was getting that straight hand job.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
On the radio now, right?
Shreethan says the best set of twins are on Phil Mickelson.
Hey, I don't trust a man with jigglies. Sorry.
We'll talk to you guys on Monday.
I'm just saying.
So
that's why it's Tay-Tay's version, dude.
Number four.
Must be over 21. Go to break, my leapfrog, Washington.
Whatever you say, Aaron. Punting.
You wanted me to go to this giant Serbian and say, here's my impression of your mother?
Hope you mother have a good day.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.